Blog Talk Radio.
Week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday at 7:45, Saturday at 12 noon, and Sunday night at 7 at Full Gospel Church.
We are located 2201 Northeast 19th Street in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, near the corner of Federal Highway and Northeast 19th Street. We'll look for you.
It's the Afternoon Praise right here on 1520 AM WEXY.
Wilson Manors, Oakland Park, Fort Lauderdale, and the surrounding areas.
The following is a paid advertisement. The sponsor is entirely responsible for its content.
Welcome. You are now tuned in to the Power of Humility and Obedience broadcast with your radio host, Pastor Roger A. Grimes. We welcome you to come and enjoy this broadcast with us every Wednesday at 3:30 p.m. right here on 1520, the Spirit of South Florida. We ask that you listen and call in and add your information to our discussion. We'll be discussing a topic each week and finding out what God has in store for us in the area of humility and obedience, making it relevant to today and relevant to the scriptures. Now, get ready to hear from your radio host of the Power of Humility and Obedience broadcast, Pastor Roger A. Grimes.
Come join us at the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ, 744 Northwest 12th Avenue in the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. For the senior pastor is none other than Superintendent Dr. Roger A. Grimes, our executive pastor, Lady Aurelia Grimes, Mother's Board President, Mother Lois Jones, and our Chairman Deacon Keith Andre McIntosh. We're here to win souls, touch lives, and change destinies, pew by pew, house by house, and street by street, to demonstrate the love of Jesus toward one another, that others will desire to belong to His family, and through the truth, teaching them to become like Christ, equipping them to minister to one another and to be a mission to the world, that God may be glorified. Join us on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for prayer, 9:30 Sunday school, 11 a.m. morning worship. On Thursday evenings, we have 7:30 Bible study, and every Saturday from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m., we distribute groceries at the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ. Church you can call your home, 744 Northwest 12th Avenue in the city of Fort Lauderdale, the corner of 12th Avenue and A Street. See you there.
HIV/AIDS is now an epidemic in black communities. We represent only 13% of the population, yet more than 40% of the deaths which are contributed to HIV/AIDS. So we must do something. We must act, and we must act now. AIDS is killing, maiming, and spreading the disease at an epidemic pace. I'm Pastor Roger Grimes from Collaboration for Restoring Families in Fort Lauderdale Church of God in Christ. And we are concerned. We need to act together and act now. We will be silent no more. Too long have we been subject to whatever
the recording has started.
We face, but we can change our conditions. Brought to you by Collaboration for Restoring Families Incorporated and this radio station. Together we can.
Back everything you lost shall be restored. You just have to keep
faith you're going to receive.
By faith you shall receive
everything.
The blessing God has for you. Has for you.
Say, I'm free. God's gonna keep his promise.
He will keep his promise.
That is what you need to do.
I'm gonna praise him now.
Come on, somebody give him a praise right now. Come on, like you already.
Yeah, somebody give him a praise now. Come on, give him a praise now. We do thank God for all of you tuning into the broadcast. You are tuned into the Power of Humility and Obedience Radio broadcast. I'm Nikki V, standing in for Superintendent Dr. Roger A. Grimes. We do thank God for all of you who are tuned into the broadcast and listening up. And we hope that you will continue to tune in and listen up. By the way, you can call in 954-554-6755 or 954-561-1553. 954-561-1554, the number to call to join in the conversation. And we do thank God for you. And we want to talk a little bit about the fact that you can say now, let the weak say I am strong. Right now we can get what we're asking for. We can believe God for what he's going to do in our lives. God is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all that we can ask or begin to think. And so we want to encourage every one of you to believe God, right? Trust him, listen, have faith, believe, listen, obey, trust God and leave the results to him. Let God do what he said he was going to do. Know that God is capable of doing what he said he was going to do. By the way, hey, Reginald, or Reggie Michael, we thank God for you tuning into the broadcast and various others. Again, earlier, we thank God for all of those who were listening earlier. And I think we've got, that caller's not calling in now. But we do thank God for all of you, again, tuning into the broadcast and listening up. We've got a lot of stuff going on. And the song is, of course, Now. And this is J.J. Harrison and You for Praise. And we definitely encourage everybody to come out and get that project, project known after this. But we want to let you know that now faith, now we're able to now, and now more than ever, I want to encourage everybody to trust and believe God. Because sometimes we get caught up in what's happening to us and forget that whose we are and who holds our future. And we have a God, and earlier we were talking with Bishop Mitchell, and we were talking about that you now, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And we have greater in us, but we operate like we have less in us. And that's a bad thing. You know, it's like having $1 million and being afraid to take the bus because you just don't know if you have enough money to make it, to get on the bus. It just doesn't make sense. God has given us so much power, authority, the ability to speak into existence. And so we're declaring and we're decreeing, we're speaking by faith. We are talking into the atmosphere. We are bringing the word of God into the atmosphere. And even with that, we're saying that now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. The faith that you have right now is enough faith to get you to that place where you can experience greatness, where you can experience divine healing, where you can experience your speedy recovery, where you can get up out of your sick bed and walk. Where we can look you in the eye and we can declare unto you that this is going to take place and it shall take place right now. Now faith, now is the weak strong. because God has strengthened us. Now, it's the poor rich because God has given us the power to get wealth. Now, right now. And so we thank God for all of you who are tuned in to the Power of Humility and Obedience Radio broadcast. And we want to encourage everybody right now, right now, right now, right now, receive your healing, receive your deliverance, receive what you need from God. Now, we also would like to invite you to be with us at the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ, 744 Northwest 12th Avenue in the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. That's 744 Northwest 12th Avenue in the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, where the senior pastor is none other than Superintendent Dr. Roger A. Grimes. Our executive pastor is Lady Aurelia Grimes, Mother's Board President Mother Lois Jones, Chairman Deacon Keith Andre McIntosh, and we meet on Thursday nights, 7:30 p.m. for a Bible study. Saturdays from 7 to 8, we have our grocery distribution, free grocery giveaway. On Sundays at 9 a.m. prayer, 9:30 Sunday school, 11 o'clock morning worship. And we definitely want to encourage and thank each and every one of you for being a part of what God is doing right now. We've got a jurisdictional aim coming up. We believe that God's going to do some great things at that Coral Ridge Presbytery Church during our AIM conference. And we want to invite everybody to come out. That's coming up in June. We've got Not Carlton Banks, comedian. Matter of fact, a bunch of comedians that are going to be with us for our comedian or the comedy night that we're having during that week, which is our youth-sponsored night. We've got various great speakers, and it culminates, of course, with our jurisdictional bishop, Dr. Bishop Jimmy L. Williams, or Bishop Dr. Jimmy L. Williams, of the Florida Eastern Ecclesiastical Jurisdiction, and he will close out our AIM conference as a speaker. All this will be happening at the Coral Ridge Presbytery that's here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, so we're inviting every one of you to come on out and be with us. We're going to have a fantastic event. The chairman of the AIM conference is none other than Elder Johnson, and Michael Johnson, and we thank God for Elder Michael Johnson, and we're talking about it as our AIM as a family affair, right? And so it's a family affair. Whatever part of the family you're a part of, we want you to come in and register. We'd love for you to register for the conference. You can go on to Florida Eastern, I believe it's .org, Florida Eastern Kojic. I can't exactly remember our FEEJ website, but Florida, just look for Florida Eastern Ecclesiastical Jurisdiction, put it in, Google it, and you can get registered. We would ask that you try to register missions, because I'm trying to push missions, register missions. Also, of course, you can register evangelism, or you can register in music, or you can register in the youth. But I am pushing missions, trying to get as many people for missions as possible, because we know that so many will be under youth and music. But oftentimes, the part of the family that gets left out the most is the one that has the most need to be appreciated and supported. So we want to kind of support missions. If you can, go in and register under missions. And the like. So we're inviting you all to do that. Now, again, we were talking about now faith, now having the ability to believe, trusting, because what is in you, God has put in you, and you being the one who believes and trusts in God, you being the one who follows after the Spirit of God, you that does not walk after the flesh, but after the Spirit, you, greater is he that's in you, because God empowers that kind of person, empowers that kind of human being, the one who will listen, who will obey, all right, who will leave the results to him, who will trust him. That's the one that has been given the power to become, that's the one who is the Son of God. You're not just given the power, you are. Belief makes you, gives you the ability to become, but following after causes you to be one. So, oftentimes people will say that they're going to do something and don't do it, but the one that does it is really the one who's obedient, right? So even though you said you would, when you don't, you fall into disobedience. But if you said you weren't but did, you actually obeyed because you heard what was said. And even though at first you didn't think you were going to be able, you believed God and you received it and you went forward. So in the Power of Humility and Obedience broadcast, and some people might say this is not a humble thing, but it is very humble. It's humble because it's not good to say that you are less than what God has called you to be. It is terrible to walk in false humility. And sometimes people do that. They walk in false humility. They walk in a pseudo humbleness, right? Trying to break down everything and pretend that they're not arrogant. But I can make my boast in the Lord because I know who He is and He knows who I am. And He wants us to boast in Him and not in our own strength and our own might. So when we know how to boast in Him, when we know how to trust in Him, when we know how to believe in Him, then we will make a difference. By the way, I want to say for, because we've got some graduates in our church, and I want to give a big bless out to the graduates. We've got Victoria Lubin, who is now moving on to high school, and so we're grateful for that. We've got Dylan, I believe it is, who's going into school. I believe he's coming out of preschool and into school. And our big senior, who's coming out of high school, going into college. So our big senior is none other than Tanaya Fletcher, and we congratulate all of the class of 2018. Many of you worked hard and have done great things, and so we're excited about that. Also, God bless you, a big God bless you to Lady Grimes, who has completed her master's program, and we do thank God for that. So those are our graduates for 2018. Do want to make sure and do a great big bless out for our baccalaureates, so to speak, which I think we should probably have a baccalaureate service at the church, but we'll talk about that later to our Fort Lauderdale family. We'll talk about that. We'll discuss that later. But we do thank God for each and every one of you, again, tuning into the broadcast, being a part of what God is doing. Power of Humility and Obedience broadcast. And I wanted to talk about that pseudo-humility, the humility or the false humility, the trying to be humble rather than being humble. You can make your boast in God, and we boast in the God of our salvation, and we boast in it because I am what God says I am. I'm more than a conqueror. I'm rich. I'm strong. I'm healthy. I'm well. I'm prosperous. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I have power and I have authority. I speak as one in authority. And these are not boastful or prideful. This is actually boasting in Him because this is who God made me. God made me who I am. And I say me, but that's applicable to you if that's who He made you. Now, if you know that that's who He made you, then you're allowed to say with great authority and great power that I am who God made me to be. God made me who I am, and I'm that. So I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I am a peculiar priesthood, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. I am this. This is who I am. And you can even do as Jesus did and say, I am that I am because God has made me that. And so we are walking in a place that allows us to walk in truth and truth in the inward parts, causing us to be able to walk in that place which is better than where we ever thought we could be. And sometimes we get distracted and get caught up in talking negative about stuff that we shouldn't be talking negative. And God bless you. We thank God for Evangelist Prophetess Maddie out of Panama. We thank God for you being in on the broadcast and listening in. And we're excited about the fact that we must operate in humility and obedience. But humility does not mean mealy-mouthed, doesn't mean weak, doesn't mean that we're so subdued, so to speak. That is a pseudo-humility that we've told people that makes a way or form of looking humble. So we tell people to appear humble or put the posture of humility when in reality you're still a very arrogant human being. And God is, like, not really happy about that because you have a proud look, because you have to understand that a proud look isn't just a look for us, because God doesn't look at the outward appearance. He looks at the heart. So He knows when we are proud, even though we may try to put on the posture of humility. When we try to put on the posture of wanting to do, and we walk outside of the realm of the reality of being humble, we start to become arrogant, or we're arrogant in our inward desire. So we're not really humble, we're just putting on airs. And that still goes back to having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. God has given us the power to be able to be resources. And so, you know, He is the source, but we are resources, and that's why the whole earth groaneth. It waits for us to become sons and daughters of God. when we have taken on the role that God has desired for us to take on, then we'll see fewer of the people in the church with lack, fewer of the people in the church with sickness and disease, fewer of the people in the church dealing with dementia and Alzheimer's. Oh, I know y'all mad at me because you're saying I'm trying to call out stuff that is present in the church and I'm trying to say bad things. I'm not saying that it is not a thing. I'm saying that we have power over it. And I'm not saying that in a boastful manner. I'm not saying that trying to be so grandiose. I'm not even saying that it's just about me. I'm saying that in that we have the power to speak against and turn that whole thing around, but we have laid down the very weapon that has been given to us. And we the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. There's a stronghold in our life, and that stronghold is how much we know. Or what we know. And what we know, we base on what we know in the flesh, not what we know in the spirit. We know a lot in the flesh. We're very creative in the flesh. We're very knowledgeable about how things work in the flesh. We know that 1 + 1 = 2. We know that 10 × 10 = 100. We understand the very semantics or the very reality. As a matter of fact, we'll get down and dirty with people and get into all these special grammatical and trying to deal with what is, or what does is mean, and get into these little picayune, minuscule pieces of information. And the truth of the matter is God is looking at us and saying, you swallow a camel and strain at a gnat. I don't need you to swallow the camel and strain at a gnat. I want you to take me at my word. That's what God says. I really want you to take me at my word. And if there's a word that you don't understand, don't try to go to Webster to get a definition of it. Don't try to go to the encyclopedia, or don't even try to go to Google to get an understanding of it. Build up a relationship with me, saith God, and I will show you and I will give you understanding about how to define words that you interact with me about. Because really, conversation is not word exchange, it's meaning exchange. It's not about how many words you exchange with God in prayer, it's about how much meaning you get from him. How much do you understand the conversation that you're having with him? How much do you come away with learning more about him? Oftentimes we think prayer is about getting things from God, but really it's about getting to know him and him getting to know you. This is the reason why he said, depart from me, you work of iniquity. I never knew you, because you never developed a relationship with me. You got what you got. And he said, yeah, well, didn't we cast out devil in your name? Naturally you did, because my name has power, and you're able to get things from my name. But do you have an established relationship with me? Do you know me? That's what God says. I need you to get to know me. I need you to understand how I operate, why I operate the way I operate, what I mean when I say what I say. What does it mean when I'm telling you that I came that you might have this life and have it more abundantly? Is it talking about the five-car garage and the white picket fence and the 2.5 children? What is it that I'm saying when I say that I came that you might have this life and have it more abundantly? What am I actually talking about when I say that? When I say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, what am I actually saying about love? What am I trying to tell you? And is it, like some people might say, some kind of weird thing? No, it is not. It is something beautiful that I did for you, that you might have a right to the tree of life. But you've got to understand what it means. You've got to understand what it's about. You have to understand what God is trying to say about what's going on. And we thank God for each and every one of you, again, tuning into the broadcast. I had a momentary delay because apparently I've got people calling in and trying to reach me on various different methods. And I still got a few more minutes left on the broadcast. So we do thank God for you all, again, tuning into the broadcast. You are, by the way, tuned into the Power of Humility and Obedience radio broadcast. I'm Nikki V, and we do thank you for listening in. I'm standing in for Superintendent Dr. Roger A. Grimes. We ask that you would continue to pray for him, continue to intercede on behalf of Dr. Grimes, the church. I'll say this like Lady Grimes said at the beginning of the year, I have no sad story to tell. The reason why I'm asking for prayer is because we undergird one another. We come in agreement. We stand interceding, stand in the gap, holding up each other's arms. And so I ask that you continue to pray. Pray for speedy recovery. Pray for our ability to stand and to continue to stand. Pray that we would continue to walk the way of holiness, walk the way of truth, walk the way of spiritual enlightenment, walk the way of holiness, walking. Pray that we would be able to combat the plans of the enemy, and we want to make sure that we continue to live the life that God has called us to live. And we want to walk in transparency and in truth and in integrity. So continue to pray for us that we're able to maintain that integrity, maintain that honesty, maintain that level of ability to walk and to live and to do what God is calling for. Now, I know it's about time for me to go, so we're going to get on out of here. But we do thank God for those of you who have been tuning in, those of you who are listening. We thank you for listening from wherever you are and wherever part of the world that you're listening. Some of you listening when we're live, and some of you listening in the playback, but we do thank God for all of you. Continue to pray for us. Continue to look and seek God for the things that God has for you. Do not put God on the back burner, but put God on the forefront. Make him the first thing, and everything else can fall in line. Or like it says in the scripture, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We want you to have the power right now, and God is giving you the power right now. So walk in that power. Thank you for listening to the Power of Humility and Obedience radio broadcast. Our regular host is Superintendent Dr. Roger A. Grimes. I'm Nikki V, standing in for him. He is the senior pastor of the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ, 744 Northwest 12th Avenue in the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. That's the corner of 12th Avenue and 8th Street. We hope that you will be able to visit us on Sunday mornings, 9 a.m., 9:30 Sunday school, 11 o'clock morning worship. Saturday, 7 to 8, we give out groceries, and Thursday night, Bible study. Our executive pastor is Lady Aurelia Grimes. Our Mother's Board President, Mother Lois Jones. And our chairman deacon is Chairman Deacon Keith Andre McIntosh. Well, got to go. And it is our desire and our prayer that you would be able to live this life abundantly, that you would be able to live this life according to the will and the power of God, that you would live this life with the power of humility and obedience. Goodbye. Come join us at the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ, 744 Northwest 12th Avenue in the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. For the senior pastor is none other than Superintendent Dr. Roger A. Grimes, our executive pastor, Lady Aurelia Grimes, Mother's Board President, Mother Lois Jones, and our Chairman Deacon Keith Andre McIntosh. We're here to win souls, touch lives, and change destinies, pew by pew, house by house, and street by street, to demonstrate the love of Jesus toward one another, that others will desire to belong to his family, and through the truth, teaching them to become like Christ, equipping them to minister to one another and to be a mission to the world, that God may be glorified. Join us on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for prayer, 9:30 Sunday school, 11 a.m. morning worship. On Thursday evenings, we have 7:30 Bible study, and every Saturday from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m., we distribute groceries at the Fort Lauderdale Multicultural Church of God in Christ. Church you can call your home, 744 Northwest 12th Avenue in the city of Fort Lauderdale, the corner of 12th Avenue and 8th Street. See you there. You are listening to the Power of Humility and Obedience broadcast with your radio host, Pastor Roger A. Grimes. We hope that you've enjoyed this broadcast and that you will continue to tune in every Wednesday at 3:30 p.m. right here on 1520, the Spirit of South Florida. We encourage you to visit the Fort Lauderdale Church of God in Christ, 744 Northwest 12th Avenue in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Remember, there's power in humility and obedience.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.